friends of Shushibi special schools for a prime Yoshua, Ben Rav Ephraim, the Mishnah and Mesechus Bav Metzian, Daf Yud Amud Aleph says, Raz HaMetzia Benofel, if a person sees a Metzian and he falls on it in order to be Zoche, through falling on it, Ubach Evihichzik Ba, and somebody else comes and does Hagba, Zeshichzik Ba Zoche Ba, the person who is Machzik, was Zoche, says the Gemara Mishlakish, Mishomar Bukhain Bardala, Arab Amishaladam Konosla, a person who has four Amis, is Kone and Tvar Hefker, when they go into the area of his Arab Amis, Bechol Makom, wherever they are. My time, Tekina Rabbanan, Lasilin, so the rabbis made a takana that they shouldn't come to fight. So therefore, when they see, somebody else sees that his friend is within Arab Amis, he's just going to leave it alone. Amar Abaye, Moshe Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Abaye says that Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef asked, and Reish Lakish from Mishnah and Peya, Amar Rava, Moshe Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rava says that Rabbi Yaakov Ridi asked him Reish Lakish, Nezikin from Mishnah Nezikin. Amar Abaye, Moshe Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Peya. So now you go to Abaye who says that he asked for Mishnah and Peya. Not all Miktus Peya, if the Oni takes a little bit of the Peya that he already gathered, he already took this corner of the field that was left for him. So he took a little bit of it, Zark al Shire, and he threw it on the rest of the Peya that he hasn't yet gathered in order to be Zocha through his Zerika in Lo Bo Klum. He doesn't have anything in it. Doesn't get it. Nafalo Aleo, but if he fell on the Peya, he wanted to be counted through falling on it, Parsis Aleo, or he spread out his garment over it, Mavir and also, Hey Mena, you take it away from the Ani, V'chein Ba'omer, Shichicha. And so too, with the sheaves of what was forgotten. That applies to pay, and it also applies to shichicha. Explains the Gemara, so what's the kasha? We said there's a kasha on Reish Lakish. What's the kasha? Yamris Bishleima, Yamris Arbamis Shaladim Konos Lobachom Makom, Nikmar Arbamis Didei. If you say that Arbamis is Kona, why doesn't Arbamis be Kona for him when he falls on the Peya? Even though the Nefila doesn't isn't a Kenyan, but the fact that he's within Arbamis should help. Hachomayaskina and Lo Amar Akne. It's talking about a case where he didn't say that it should be acquired to him with the Kenyan Arbamis. If the rabbis were metaken, so what if he didn't say? We don't care. He doesn't have to say. Answers the Gemara came. The Nafil, Galay Daiti, the Nafil, the Nechalay, the Nechalay. Since he fell on it, he was Megala Das, that he wants to be coined with Nafila, but by Arbamis, Lo Nechalay, the Nechalay, he doesn't want to be coined with Arbamis, and therefore he's not coined with this king. But if it wasn't Megala Das, then Taka Arbamis is coined. But here's Megala Das, but he doesn't want to be kinda with this Kenyan of Arabamas. Rashi writes, Rashi Leniskaven, Liknais Bitaras Tukonas Khachamim, Kasarish Nefilas Yafala. He didn't have Kavana to be Kona Bitaras Takonas Khachamim. He thought that the Nefila was enough. That's how he wanted to be Kona. So we have to understand Frekta Garnam Ras and Gishtetner. What's the Svar to say that since he wasn't Miskav to be Kona with Takonas Khachamim, he thought to be Tukona with Nefila, he's not Kona at all. The rabbis were Mitakin Arba Amos to Lasil and Suya. So when he's Neufalala Mitzia, when he thinks that this way he's being Kona, and in the end he finds out that he wasn't Kona, and others find out that he wasn't Kona, since he wasn't Miskav and Likanos by Arbamas, so they're going to come to fight. But everybody knows the halacha that Chachamim were attacking Kenyan Arbamas. If he doesn't know of this Kenyan Arbamas and he thought he's being Kona Benefila, why were the Chachamim Mafkia, the Kenyan of Arbamas? Even though he didn't have Kavana to be Kona B'Takonas Chachamim, Ma'abekach, so what? He was Miskaving Liknos. He doesn't know Dine Kenyanim, he doesn't know all the details, but he had Kavana to be Kona. So why were they Mafkia from him, this Kenyan of Arbamas? It's like Gefrak from Nasim Shtetner and Nasim Pirio in Bav Mitzia and Daf Nun Ches of this Midapia Sefer, one of my favorite Bav Mitzia's farms. So here he has a long Mahalach, and we're going to go B'Dark of Kodesh to explain this very interesting sugya. So it would appear that even other kinyanim like Mashiach and Hagbah, if a person wants to be koine chayfetz and he does Mashiach and Hagbah in order to take the chayfetz for himself, even though he doesn't know that Mashiach is kona or Hagbah is kona, nevertheless he's kona. because he wanted to be Kohen of the Chayfetz, and he did the Maisa, he did the Mashiach HaRagbah, so he doesn't have to do the Mashiach L'Shem Kinyan. Does everybody know that Mashiach is Kohen? Somebody who never learned Dine Kinyan. It's also Kohen when he did a Maisa Kinyan. Since Al Kolponim, he had a Ratzon Klal, he had this general Ratzon to be Kohen, and he did a Maisa Kinyan. So if a person does a Maisa Kinyan, and he has a Ratzon to be Kohen, even though he doesn't know that this Maisa Kinyan Befrat is Kohen, that's enough to be Kohen for him. Vimke, Zok Rav Nosson, Hachinami, Kevin de Rosa Mitzia Venofel, Abzegila Daito, Shu Rotze Liknos Mitzia Zu, Nemo da Fogab, the Lokon Mitzad, the Fila, Mikomokon Mitzad, King Arabs. He had a Kavon, he wanted to be Kohen. He doesn't know that you're Kohen with King Arabs. He thinks you're Kohen with Nefila. So Zochalai, let him have it. What about the Gemara in Yevamos? Oyder b'nichse hager. Let's say a person does a maisa kinyan of chazakah and plows in the nechasim of a ger who died, and his property is hefker, and he thinks that it's his. Loikana? So you see that you have to have kavanas kinyan. There it's different, because he didn't want to be kohen at all. He thought that it was already his. Kasavashu shalom. He thought it was his. So if you think it's yours, and then he does the Maisa Kinyan, that's nothing because he wasn't intending to be Kohen. But if a person is intending to be Kohen, and he does a Maisa Kinyan, so even though he doesn't know that this Maisa Kinyan Befrat is Kohen, but let him have it, because he did a Maisa Kinyan, and he did a proper Maisa Kinyan, and he also wants to be Kohen. Unlike this person in the Gemara in Yevamos, who didn't even know that it was the Ger's. He thought it was his, so he didn't have Kavan at all to be Kohen. So that's an Andre Zach. And then Muke Yosef, he writes, Medinofal, Goli Daite to Benefila Nichale de Likni Bidalet Amos Vila Nichale de Likni. Medinofal, Goli Daite to Benefila Nichale de Likni, Bidalet Amos, Lo Nichale de Likni. Vizu, Kevin to the Konis Chachamim, he, Shomen Lo. Bom Rief, Shib the Konis Chachamim, Gonzu. Zok the Muke Yosef. That from the fact that he fell on it, he was Megala Das, that he wants to be Konis Benefila, and he doesn't want to be Konis Benefila, the Kenyan Arab Amos. And since it's a takanas chacham, and we listen to him, when a person says, "I don't want this takanas chacham," so it's like he's saying, "I don't want this takanas chacham." Yev shib takanas chachamim kagon zu. We listen to him. But that's a shver nemuka Yosef. He's not saying, "I don't want this takanas chacham." He wants to be kainah. He just doesn't know. I'm not saying yev shib takanas chacham. He just doesn't know what the proper kinyan is. Chidushi Aran and Arsugi writes, Yesh Oimer de Dafka Bikinyan de Rabban Udam Rinan Achi. Shum de Kevlo de Kani Yalam de Kanas Lacham, Havale Komer, Yev Shiba de Kanas Lacham de Shamin and Zel Zach. He says, Takanas Lacham, you could say Yev Shiba, if it's a Takana Dor Raisa, if it's a Kinyan Dor Raisa, even though he's not Megala Das, he's Koine. And the Rashba writes, Havala Rashba Kosav Duadin Bikinyas Dor Raisa. Even Kinyas Dor Raisa, if you don't have the proper Kavani, you're not Koine. Chad de Deino Koine Bal Korcho. First of all, you're not Koine Bal Korcho. So you see there that you have to have proper kavana when you make a kinyan d'oraisa. Because if you're older b'nichse ager, if he does this plowing in the nechasim of the ger, and then he thinks it's his, he's not kona. So you see, you need a proper kavana in kinyan d'oraisa. And also that you're not kona bal korchos, even d'oraisa, you have to have the proper kavana. It's also brought in the Shita Mekubetzis. But the Rashba Shver, that he writes, he's not Kohen Bal Korcho Shver, because Vadai, if he doesn't want to be Kohen at all, he's not Kohen Bal Korcho. But here he wants to be Kohen. He wants to be Kohen. He just thinks he's Kohen Benefila, and he's really Kohen Bekinyan Arbamas. But he wants to be, because what do you mean he doesn't want to be Kohen? He wants to be Kohen. It's not a Kinyan Bal Korcho. And that he brings of Oider Menichse Ager, there he thinks it's his. He doesn't even think he's making a Kinyan. But here, he wants to make a kinyan. He just doesn't know what the correct kinyan is. So what's the tzushtel? In the tshuvas of the Chasim Sofer in Yoredei and Simon Shin Yud, he was merames to be miyashiv the kashiv the Rashba from Oder Menichse Ager, that there it's different because sheba oisoy azman eno mechavin liknos klal. Now that's exactly what we're saying, that the Rashba had this kasha. He said, look at Oider Menichse Ager, can't be that b'knias d'araisa you're kona with the wrong kavana because of odim v'nichsei ager. And the Chasam Sofer says, no, you don't need the proper kavana, you're not mechaven l'knas at all. And therefore you're not kona. But if you have kavana to be kona, you don't need to know what the proper kinyan is. Similarly, Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed Zayin, he writes that dafka ba'oidir b'nechse ager de'en kavanaso klal lignos kevin desavishu shelo hu de'en okoine avalechi shirotza hata lignos el da'at lignos b'mashirim z'eshap yirkona b'gwaso z'kli. Same idea, that as long as you have kavana to be kona, it doesn't matter that you don't know which kinyan is the correct one, whereas the Gemara and Oidir b'nechse ager is talking about where he doesn't have kavana to be kona at all. Continues Rabbi Kiva, Eger v'chilik zemuchruch, d'ha'atur b'choshin mishpat simen rei samaches posak, b'nofal ala mitzia, t'konu lo dala amas, v'lo amrina d'goli daite d'loi nichalei d'likni b'dala amas. V'koshe, d'maishna me'odir b'nichse ager, d'lo kona. So you see it's muchruch, because the Torah says if you're nofal ala mitzia. If you're noifel ala mitzia, the Torah paskins that you are b'amis are kona, and we don't say that you are megalad das the lo nichale delikni dalad amis. And the kasha, the ma'ishna me'odir b'nichse ager the lo kona. Why is this different than odir b'nichse ager that you're not kona? Why are you kona? El akorch the zeldiv kevin doisik leknoso el du chasher shlekos b'tefila. He wanted to be kona, and he just thought he could be kona with nefila. There we say that since he wants to be kona, he's kona b'kinyan arba amis. In the Chedushim of the Chasam Sofer in Bov Mitzia Daf Yiram Ad Aleph, he brings there the tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Interesting, the Chasam Sofer copies from the Chasam Sofer. That's okay, that's mutter. Ma'ashe nishal de'ech tizgarish isha ba'al korchai de'zrikas get l'dalet amoyseho. How can a woman be divorced ba'al korcha by throwing a get in her dalet amos? Tomri Yavshib Takanas Chum, Lo Tikal Lalad Amis. Why did she say, I don't like this Takanas Chum, I don't want to get divorced? I like my husband, supports me well, I don't want to get divorced. And then my Arab Amis aren't going to be kind for me. Tayyar Tachasim Sofer, the Loyam Rinan, the Motzi Lameimar, Yavshib Takanas Chumim, Elegon Bahodein on his own, as the Katikan the Toivasa, Motzi Lameimar, Yavshib Toivazu. One, can a person say, I don't want the Takanas Chum, if the Takanas Chum is for their benefit, for this person's benefit? For example, a woman says that I don't want to be supported by my husband. That's to kind of for her benefit. There she can say, I don't want this tova. But Arba Amas was not niskan l'toyva zuzeo amid b'dalet amas. It's tikkun olam d'lelesi l'insuye. And this takana, in order that they don't come to fight, this takana you can't uproot. You can only uproot what's to your benefit. You can't uproot what's the benefit of the world. And therefore, you can uproot the takana of Arba Amas. V'ha'adin amukai Yosef, perakamad above mitzia, eno omer shi efshir, shi eno omer shi efshi, shi yiknu lo dalet amas, shi rafilu b'shah shenoifel ala tefua, v'eno rotze shi yiknu lo dalet amas is ha tefua, mikol mokom chatzero, heim ha'arba amas, v'im nofa lo sham mitzia ba'alma roitze liknes, rak ha tefua lo is eno rotze shi yiknu lo. So you see that he has a different pshat than Namukha Yosef. What did the Namukha Yosef say? The Namukha Yosef said that a person can say, "I efshi b'takanas chachamim." So when he's saying "I efshi b'takanas chachamim," according to the way the Chasam Sofer is learning the Namukha Yosef, he's not completely uprooting the efshi b'takanas. He's not saying that he doesn't want he doesn't have the koyach to say that he doesn't want kinyan arba amos at all. All he has the koyach to say after tikkunos chamim is, I don't want to, my arba amos to be kind of this specific tefuah. That's what he says. The chatzer is still his chatzer. He's not oiker the takanas chachamim. In other words, he was bothered. How, according to the Nemukah, if Mike Svar is correct, that if the takanas chazal is for the general good of society, you can uproot it. So how then does the Nemukah Yosef say that you can? You can say if shiv takanas chachamim. So his explanation is that this person wasn't completely uprooting the Takanas Chachamim. He was just saying, I don't want this specific Tevuah. But in general, I'm not uprooting the Takanas of Arba Amos. M'chatzeh Rahim Arba Amos, v'imnafal Osham Metziah Baal Marotz Viknas. Other Metziah, he would want to be Konan. Rak HaTevuah Allah Zein Arotz Shiknu Lo. This Tevuah he doesn't want. V'zein Orker Tekar Takanas Chachamim. Here he's not being Orker Takanas Chachamim. Aval Isha, Imeno Keres Kinyan Dalar Amis Lagamre, Vimipo Shamatsia, Acheris Rotsi Shetikne, Imken Hadra Hadle Chatser Mis Gresh Val Korcha. But this woman, if she doesn't uproot the Kinyan of Arba Amis completely, and if another Metzia would fall, she wants it to be Kona for her, so then this is considered her Chatser, and she's Mis Gresh Val Korcha. She can only say that I don't want it to be my chatzir at all. If she says I don't want it to be my chatzir at all, then it's not kohen at all, but that she doesn't have the koach to do. Because you can't completely uproot the takanas chachamim. All you can do is say that in this specific instance, I don't want it to work for me. But you can't uproot it completely. So when we're dealing with a get, we're in trouble. Because we know that a woman can be divorced by al korcha. So this woman be'etzem, these Arba Amos are her chatzer, because she can't completely uproot the takanas chachamim of Arba Amos. So these Arba Amos are her chatzer. Elama, what does she say? She says when the get falls, she doesn't want to be kona this get, but another metziah she would be kona. That means that these Arba Amos are her chatzer. These Arba Amos, she can make a kinyan. She just says she doesn't want to be kona the get. Yeah, but sorry, lady, if these Arba Amos you can make a kinyan, these Arba Amos are yours, then you're in the miskareshes bal korcha. The only way you wouldn't be is if it isn't your Arba Amos at all, that you don't have the power to do. You have the power to say, I don't want to be kona X within my Arba Amos. So that works for other things, but that doesn't work for get. Because with other things, it is your Arba Amos, and you're just saying you don't want to be kona. Because you can't say it's not my Arba Amos at all. It is your Arba Amos. You're just saying you don't want to be kona. This tefuah, seder. But when the get, it doesn't work. It is your Arba Amos, you don't want to be kona the get. Sorry, Ms. Goresh is Baal Korcha. To Arba Amos. Arba Amos is Kona. Baal Korcha. Once it's your Arba Amos, then there's a Kinyan Baal Korcha. Because you cannot put it completely. But when it comes to the Tefuah is a different story. There, the person can say, I'm still holding by the Takanas Chachamim. I'm not uprooting Takanas Chachamim. This is for the good of the world. I don't have the Koach to uproot the Takanas Chachamim. Just in this specific instance, I don't want to be Kona. That, says the Chasam Sofer, that's Pshat Nebuka Yosef, that you have the Koach to do. So that's all the Chasam Sofer. However, in the Tshuvas of Agon Reb Shlomo Eger, which are printed in the Tshuvas of his father Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Chof Aleph, knows, hey, he writes Fakert. With that, the Gemuka Yosef says that a person can say Efshi. It doesn't mean that we say that he doesn't want to be Kone, that he doesn't want his Arba Amos to be Kone the Chafetz. No. Rather, what it means is he doesn't want to be kind of the Arba Amos that the Chachamim gave him. He's not just uprooting this object, he's uprooting the Arba Amos. And he proves this from the Ran in Gittin Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Kinyan, that the Arba Amis Arkone, the Chayfetz for you, is not Mitikun Chachamim. Now, what's the Takanas Chachamim? The Takanas Chazal is that the Arba Amis are Konoi for you. And since the Arba Amis are Konoi for you, you are acquiring these Arba Amis. These Arba Amis are yours Daraisa Mishum Hefker based in Hefker. And it's your Chatzer, and your Konoi the Chavetz Daraisa. And because of that, it also works for a get, if he puts the get in her Arba Amis. And if so, that when the Nebuka Yosef says that Bekinyan Darabanan, a person can say, Yevshiv Takanas Chachamim, he doesn't mean that he doesn't want that his Arba Amis should be Kona for him, should be Kona the object for him. Because if the Arba Amis are his, then the Kinyan HaChefetz is not the Rabbanan. So it even works for a get. Rather, we say that Ein Ritzono Liknas Hadalat Amis Sheziku Yisku Ziku Lo Chachamim. Rather, Pshat is that he doesn't want the Arba Amos that the Chachamim gave him in the first place. In other words, once you have the Arba Amos, that's already a Kinyan D'oraisa. You can't say, I don't want the Arba Amos to be Kona the Chavetz for me. Because once it's your Arba Amos, now it's already a Kinyan D'oraisa. Hefker based in Hefker. So now this is your Arba Amos, and now it's automatically Kona the Chavetz. That you don't have the Koach to do. What do you have the koach to do? The person does have the koach to say, I don't want these Arba Amis that the Chum gave me in the first place. That he can say. But he can't say that, alright, I'll take the Arba Amis, but I don't want the Chayfetz that's Kona me, the Chayfetz that's Nikna to me in these Arba Amis. That he can't do. And that's the opposite of the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer explained, Pshadah the Muka Yosef, the other Rabba. He doesn't have the koach to say that I don't want the Arba Amis to be Kona for me. Rather, he can say, listen, I have my Arba Amis, it'll be Kona other things, I just don't want this specific tefillah. And Reb Shlomo Eger says, no, that once you have the Arba Amis, it's too late already, it's yours. These Arba Amis, and it has to be Kona for you. All you can say is, I don't want the Arba Amis in the first place, I want to completely uproot these Arba Amis, that they're not mine at all. So now we have a difficulty on the Chasim Sofer from Reb Shlomo Eger's Raya from the Ran. It's muchach from the Ran that once you get your Arba Amis, once the Arba Amis are yours, it's a Kinyan D'oraisa, and then you can no longer say Yefshi. So again, I hope I was clear that according to the Chasim Sofer, the person has the koch to say that I don't want the Arba Amis that belong to me to be kind of the object on my behalf. This object, other objects, yes, but these Arba Amis belong to me. I can make a Kinyan in them, I just don't want this specific object. Shlomo Eger says, fakert, no. You can't do that. Once it's your Arba Amis, this is a Kinyan D'oraisa. It's too late. What you can say is, I don't want the Arba Amis at all. And the Raya is from the Ran. What's the Chasim Sofer going to do with the Ran? Because the Ran says that if we agree that the Arba Amis are his, then it's a Kinyan D'oraisa. And you can't say Yefshi about a Kinyan D'oraisa. It's your Arba Amis. So what is the Chasim Sofer going to do with the proof of Reb Shlomo Eger from the Ran? He proves that once it's your Arba Amis, it's yours. Hefker based in Hefker, it's your Chatzer, and Konan lo midaraisa, and therefore it works for Get. It's a nice Kinyan D'oraisa for the Get. Whereas the Chasim Sofer says, no, that you can say that the Arba Amis are mine, but I just don't want to be Konan this specific object. According to the Ran, it would seem that there's a Kinyan Daraisa, you don't have such a choice. And Rabbi Kiva Ego, Chuvis Tinyanasim and Sadi Vav, he's mistapik. If within Arba Amas, two chafotzim fell, and he said that he wants to be kona one of them, the Kinyan Arba Amas, and he falls on the second one, he's Megaladas that he dafka wants to be kona to Derech Nefila. Is he kona this object that he falls on? Is according to what his son explained, that Gili Das is effective. Is when he's Megala Das that he doesn't want the Arba Amos at all. Because if he wants it to be his Chatzar, then Baal Korcho, it acquires for him the Chayfetz, since the Arba Amos are Kinyan D'oraisa, like the Ran says. So, if he wants to be Kona the first object Midin Arba Amos, he's Megala Das that the Arba Amos is his Chatzar. So now Baal Korcho, he's Zocha the second object, since it's his Chatzar. So maybe even though he fell on the second object, it's still his chatzar, he's koned, because he was megaladas that he wants it to be his chatzar from the first object. Or do we say no? That takanas chazal kachaya? That he gets Arba Amos for some things, and not for other things. So maybe the Gilei Das is effective. If we say like his son, no, the Gilei Das isn't effective. Maybe we can say that it's depends on this. Each object has its own status. But if you go with the Tzigan of the Chasim Sofer, there's nothing to talk about, because a person doesn't have the power to say, I don't want Arba Amos to be Kona for me. I don't want these to be my Arba Amos. Baal Korcho Chum gave it to him. Rather, what can he say? That he doesn't want to be kona this object, Alidei Arba Amos. And therefore, in Rabbi Kiva Eger Shaila, that when you have in the Chatzar two Chafotzim, and one he wants to be kona b'kinyan Arba Amos, the other one he doesn't, so we can say, Pitzul. The first one he's kona b'kinyan Arba Amos, and the second one he's not, because he's Megala Das, that the second one he doesn't want to be kona b'kinyan Arba Amos. We have a problem with the Chasim Sofer, because if the Arba Amos he can't be Mafkia Behechrech, the Arba Amos are his, then how could the Nemuka Yosef say that Bidrabanan he can say Avshi B'takonas Chachamim? No, the Arba Amos are his, and it's Kechatzera Menotor, like the Ran. Then we get back to the difficulty with the Ran. If you take the Ran, then that makes the Chasim Sofer's whole Mahalach very difficult to understand, because again, according to the Ran, it's your property Doraisa. Once the Arba Amos are yours Doraisa, it's Kona V'Chefetz Baal Korcho. So how do you say that? No, it's not Kona the Chayfetz. That they are my Arba Amos, and I don't want it to be Kona the Chayfetz. We see a raya from the Ran, from the Gemara, from the Ran, Gitin Ayin Zayin, that once the Arba Amos are yours, it's Kona the Chayfetz automatically. So apparently the Nemuka Yosef can't mean that the Arba Amos are yours, you just don't want to acquire this specific object. The Ran says that your Kone Get, these Arba Amos belong to you, and your Kone Get, Midoraisa, it's a Kinyan in the Torah. But the Avnei Miluim and Simon Lam and Sif Kotten Hey brings from the Ramban that he holds that Arba Amos Shebeget is not a kinyan in the Torah. The Arba Amos Shebeget is only the Rabbanan and called the Makadish. That is the Rabbanan Makadish Vafkin Rabbanan Ligidush Minei. Not like the Ran who holds that it's a kinyan Doraisa. So maybe the Mukhe Yosef will go with the Ramban. And therefore it's not a raya from the... He doesn't have to understand like the Ran that the reason the woman is Kona the Get... I mean, it's not just... Obviously, a Rishon can argue with a Rishon. The problem is the raya from the Gemara that she's Kona the Get within a Arba Amos. It's a Kenyan Doraisa. So the Ran holds that it's a Kenyan Doraisa. But the Ramban holds it's not a Kenyan Doraisa. It's only a Kenyan Rabbanon, Afkin Rabbanon, the Kedusha Mineh. And if it's a Kenyan Rabbanon, even though the Arba Amos are yours, Baal Korcho, but a person could say, Yafshi B'Tekonos Chachamim, because it's still the Rabbanon. The whole thing is the Rabbanon. According to the Ran, Lechora, it's Doraisa. The Arba Amos are yours, now you're Kona Doraisa, Baal Korcho, and therefore they get your Kona Doraisa. But according to the Ramban, and we can go along with this, no. The Arba Amos only yours, the Rabbanon. And you can say, Yafshi B'Tekonos Chachamim. Aye, how she move Gureshis with his get. It's only the Rabbanon. The answer is called the Makadish Dad, the Rabbanon, Makadish Rafkin, Rabbanon, the Kedusha Mineh. The only thing is there, the Avnei Milun puts the Ramban and the Ran together. We want to make a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran. The only thing is, we still have a kashin and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shlomo Eger. Because Rabbi Shlomo Eger says, you can say, all right, I don't want these Arba'amas to be mine at all. You can't say, I want the Arba'amas to be mine, and then I don't want to be kind of the subject. You can say, I don't want the Arba'amas to be mine at all. If you can say, I don't want the Arba'amas to be mine at all, so why can't this woman say that? I don't want these Arba'amas to be mine at all, and therefore she's not going to the get. Uh-huh. So, that's Akasha. And the Ikar Akushi on the Chasam Sofer. How is a woman who's Gareshis? But the Alad Amas, can't she say, Yef Shib Takanas Chachamim? That was what he asked. That's what he copied from his tshuva. Ech tisgarish isha baal korcha ayde izrika zaget ledal ramaseh. Let her say yef shibit hakanas chachamim. And he says that this doesn't work if it's letovas ha'olam. It only works if it's letovasa. If it's letovasa, she can say yef shibit hakanas chachamim. Now if it's letovas ha'olam. Letovas ha'olam, all she can say is that she's gonna get the arbamas, and she can say, okay, I don't want to be kind of, these are my Arba'amas. That she doesn't have a choice. But she can say, but I don't want these Arba'amas to be kind of the get. And that she can't do. Because it's now that it's her chatzar, she's Mesureshes Baal Korcha. So Tikkun Olam D'lo La'Silin Suyei, that you can't uproot. So you can't uproot the Kenyan Arba'amas. What you can say is, I don't want to be kona the Kenyan Arba'amas, it's your Arba'amas. That the Chasam Sofer says you can't touch. It's your Arba'amas. The only thing is you can say, I don't want to be kona this specific object. But that only works if it's on a different object. But a get is koni baal korcho. So therefore that's how she's divorced. That's the Chasam Sofer's teretz. Again, we saw Shlomo Eger, who says that just the opposite. You can't say that I want it to be my Arba'amas and I'm not cornered this object because you're cornered automatically. Or you can say that I don't want the Arba'amas to be cornered at all. That it shouldn't be my Arba'amas. So then why can't a woman say, all right, I don't want these Arba'amas to be my Arba'amas? So that was the Kashim Shlomo Eger. So we have the Chasam Sofer's Teretz. We have it as Kashim Shlomo Eger. There are other teretzim given in the Sefer Pnei Yehoshua and Gittin Ayin Zayin. He writes a davar chadash that Arba Amos is effective v'get isha as medai raisa because v'nasim v'yada mash menasina koldu. He doesn't want to say the svar against the kadmonim, but he says this is called v'nasim v'yada, these Arba Amos. But it's not against the kadmonim because taka the tosis written but mitzi yiram v'beis says just like that. The v'get isha. Kabbalah hi biyadami Sinai, the Dalai Lama's Konosla. That it's a Kabbalah, that this Venosan biyad includes her Arba'amas. So now we have a teretz lechel kasha lechasim sofer. Why? What about the Arbam's begedisha? Why can't you shayav sheep tekanas chachamim? Because Arbam's of gedisha is not a tekanas chachamim. It's doraisa. So we learned b'siyata d'shmaya some very important yisodos and kinyanim, and it was a nice masu matan we had with the shittas of the rishonim, chronim, and we should be zoche. Lil modu lamed lishum avalas lekaim is called every psalm to us to be havel main v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.